I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello. I have been away for a week. I did not get to a movie last week, and I didn't do a movie review last Wednesday. So it's been a little while, and I can talk about movies that are presently playing locally and a few movies that are coming on, coming later this week, and will be in regular showings starting Friday. My husband, however, and my horror movie aficionado grandson, Caleb, in Grand Falls, Newfoundland, where we were for a few days, they went to see the horror movie, Us.
Okay.
Which is not playing locally anymore.
Okay.
It seems to have come and gone fairly quickly, which is kind of too bad, because if there had been a reason to come for him to come and talk about it today, he would have. But he said, well, you know, really, it's not playing anywhere, so why should we? But just a word to the wise. It is, apparently, it's a very, very good horror movie. Both Jerry and our grandson really thought this is a high-class horror movie. This is not one of your, you know, just scares for the sake of scares. There really is something more to it. Very well done. So, assuming that it will end up on television sometime in the next few months, it's one to put on the must see list for people who quite enjoy horror films.
Okay,
and I guess even if you're not a horror film fan, it's still a pretty good movie.
Good.
Anyway,
to know.
So they saw that. I didn't go. Surprise, surprise. Meanwhile, what we have locally, there is a movie in English called After, and it, from what I gather from the trailers and the information, it's a movie based on a best-selling young adult book, and it has two people, the starring roles are they look to be about 19 years old or so, and I had never heard of either one of them, quite honestly. So it looked like, okay, this is a genre movie, it's a young adult movie, and not one that I'm likely to run and see. But interestingly, I can't find it on Rotten Tomatoes, which has everything. I can't find it on Rotten Tomatoes to see what the reviews look like.
No, that's strange.
That is very strange. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think it's just a question of if you're sort of in that, whatever it is, 13 to 25 age bracket, this looks like a movie that might well be for you. Anyway, that's called After, and it is playing presently downtown. Other movies that are in English, as usual, a number of movies that were in English and French are now only in French, including one that I thought I might like to see, but it's not going to happen, the Missing Link movie. And by the way, this is the last week for that, and it's now only in French.
Okay.
But there's another one in English called Hellboy, and it's the latest in a series of movies featuring the character Hellboy. And again, I didn't see it, but my younger son did, and he said it's terrible.
Oh, okay, terrible. Okay,
it's the worst. And looking at the Rotten Tomatoes reviews, it says Hellboy. Whoa, this is a kind of a new low. 14%. Wow, 14% approval, which is crazy low.
It is. That I've never heard of one so low.
Yeah, the other movies that are there. Well, this movie, Us, which unfortunately isn't there anymore, but that was like 94% of people really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
And some enjoyed it a lot. Shazam, which I think is... I have a feeling Shazam is now only in... Yeah, it's only in French.
Mm-hmm.
And that's done really quite well, critically. That was up in the, we have said, 90%.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Marvel, which was there until, I think, quite recently, 78%. The fact that these movies come and they stay for a week or two, and then they either disappear or they can't be, they're not being shown in English anymore. It means mm-hmm. when you hear that there's a movie that you would like to go and see, don't delay because it won't be there for long.
Exactly.
Go to see the movies when you hear about them and say, oh, okay. So I'm going to give you one that is coming Friday. And it is 97% of the people who have seen this, including the critics, love it. Mm. 97%, which is quite amazing. And that is called Avengers Endgame. And it's, yeah, critics consensus, 97%, really. And for critics to like a big budget Marvel Universe movie mm-hmm. to that degree is kind of remarkable. So we'll talk a little bit about that one. It as I said, it really only begins here on Friday. And I think that, as I said, it's one that is, it helps to like the whole Marvel comic book, Marvel Universe, to enjoy it. But if you're only going to say, oh, well, I haven't really seen any of these, maybe I'll give this one a shot.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably the one to see. And it follows on the last of the Avengers movies, in which a whole bunch of Avengers were done in. They just, they disappeared. And here's, according to the information here, the grave course of events set in motion by Thanos, who is the villain, that wiped out half the universe and fractured the Avengers ranks, compels the remaining Avengers to take one final stand in Marvel Studios' grand conclusion to 22 films. Pretty good. And this is called Avengers Endgame. And, of course, the people in it, some of the people simply got wiped out in the movie that preceded this, but those who are left include Iron Man and Captain America, the Hulk, Thor, the Scarlett Johansson character, who I believe is called Black Widow. So there's a number of really familiar Marvel Universe characters who are in this, and it looks like the entire cast of Black Panther has showed up for this.
Oh, wow.
And I loved Black Panther. I mm-hmm. thought that was one of the best movies of its kind in a long, long time. So they're all in this. I guess they just mustered all the troops they could find. And a bunch of superheroes who are, typically they don't all get together in movies. The superheroes from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
The raccoon and the tree and the Chris Pratt character.
Mm-hmm.
They're all there.
Wow.
So certainly if you said, well, I think I would really like to see all these characters in one movie. So this is a dream come true.
Okay.
My own personal reaction mostly is too many superheroes is too many superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
My personal preference would be for Captain Marvel, which was the one woman, and you got to know her pretty well, and she was really the star. In the past, my experience with like a platoon of superheroes is too much going on here, too many things to try and keep track of, and my attention kind of wanders. But critics loved it. They said, let's see, I'll give you a couple. Endgame is the most emotional of the Avengers movies. A tear-stained farewell that effectively tugs at the heartstrings while simultaneously blowing them up. With a large army's worth of CGI warfare. So critics, by and large, really liked it. And they liked it a lot.
Yeah. I guess so. 97%. Yeah. Lots of action, I would assume.
Yeah. More than any of those franchises, Endgame, at its best moments, carries the thrill of classic comic book twists and reversals. Hmm. So it's definitely one to make a point of seeing, unless you truly have an aversion to this kind of movie, in which case you're not going to like it. So that's what's going on in terms of films. As usual, the Maison de Cinema, which likes to do things just beyond just showing movies, they have a special event coming up which involves people, sort of well-known singers singing songs that are from the movies. So it's a special, anyway, it's a special event there. I don't have all the details, but you can certainly get them if you go on to the Maison de Cinema website. And I'm hoping that at some point in the near future, we'll be able to talk with Judy Keenan, who went to see what sounded like virtually all of the movies.
Oh my goodness!
in the recent film festival that they do such a good job at here. It's a little surprising, I think. The Maison de Cinema prides itself on not just having blockbuster movies, although they do that very well, but they have other interesting things going on, like the big film festival, and now this special event where they have people performing music from the movies with snippets of the movies in the background. So, but that's a one-off thing. So anyway, so I think that's it. I'll make a quick check one more time, see what else is. I think I haven't missed anything. No. Lots of movies have come and gone in a very short period of time. Go see them when you hear about them. Don't wait too long. Captain Marvel is only there now in French, for example. Dumbo is only in French. So it's a good week, starting this coming Friday, to go to the movies and probably catch that film Avengers Endgame.
Good. Well, thank you very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.